Ali Mosley from Sky Racing, a very good morning to you. How are you, Ali?
I'm good, Mido, except everything's changed last minute now that our meeting's been moved from Gosford to Newcastle.
Yeah, I feel so sorry for the Gosford Race Club, but we've just had all this rain, haven't we? It was a heavy 10. I'll just read what Racing New South Wales said yesterday. Due to the current heavy 10 rating of Gosford Racecourse and with the weather forecast of further rainfall, including on race day, it has been decided to transfer the Gosford meeting to Newcastle, where the track is currently rated a soft 7. That was yesterday. What do we do? That's, I guess, all we could do, Ali.
Yeah, it's a real shame. We were all watching yesterday and awaiting the decision. And just given how much rain we're meant to have today and tomorrow into the race meeting, I think they've probably just obviously tried to preempt that and transfer to the wonderful drying track that is, or it handles it, is Newcastle. So a real shame, but I think they'll be back bigger and better than ever next year. But I really always enjoy that day, so it's a bit disappointing for them. But nonetheless, we get to race on Saturday, so I suppose that's a tick.
Have you had to change your opinion on a few horses with the changes of track, Al?
Well, I suppose given that the fact we had that suspicion that it would be racing with them getting off the rail, so you probably wanted to be perhaps against horses who'd ended up drawing inside, that might change to a certain extent. So if anything, it's maybe just brought a couple of the others into contention a little bit more, who I've been keen on, and the first of which is Imperial Force coming up in the first event there. He's hard to miss, this guy, this colt. He's been super impressive so far for Chris Waller, and he's heading up to Queensland following, you would imagine, a good run from himself tomorrow, and I think that brings him right into it. He's had a tick over trial since keeping him up. He was just cruising through his gears. That was on a soft track, and I think he looks the real deal, Imperial Force, in the first race on the program. And then there was actually another horse who I was keen to sort of steer away from, given that we had that, or she come up with that inside draw, and now that probably doesn't look to be necessarily a disadvantage, is Scarlet Oak. So Zach Lloyd aboard, he had four actually there yesterday at Newcastle, but all was well with him. Over the mile, I think she looks really well suited and less of a concern now that she's drawn barrier three. So Scarlet Oak and Imperial Force, the two that I think have come right into it now that we don't have that race at Gosford.
Okay, the coast itself, just seeing, it looks like, with the change in track, all these markets are just being, well, the system's just rebooting, I think, for this meeting. But who did you fancy? Tavvy Time had been the favourite, of course, for Chris Lees.
I thought he was a great bet, Tavvy Time, there. I thought he was really well suited. The team were pretty convinced that he'd be able to handle the heavy going. We've seen him on a soft track. He gets back to the mile, which is his suited trip. It all just set up really well for him. I think it should still suit him, but I think it brings a horse like Grabini right into it as well. So pretty keen on Tavvy Time, and I think Grabini's a nice each-way chance there. So Tavvy Time at his home track, I think, will just play in his favour even more.
Have you settled on anything in the Takeover Target Stakes?
Well, my old mate Finnewan's in there again, so I decided I wasn't going to let him go around without having something on him. Again, our prices have all gone down, but I think maybe he was about $19 when I had a look yesterday. My only query with him was that Adam Hieronymus, despite how great he was when we saw him last start, the way that he rattled home for fourth, he said he actually didn't probably love the going. So that was probably the only query that I had with him. But the blinkers go back on again, and he does have a jockey now there, Chad Schofield. He didn't have a jockey yesterday. So 54.5, I think I'm going to have something each way on Finnewan. And I think it could be just one of those days, races days, that'll throw up some interesting results. Obviously, Steffi Magnetic are dual nommed for the Sunny Coast or here. I have a feeling they might elect to go here. So Steffi Magnetic are hard enough to beat, but I'm going to have something each way again on Finnewan.
What are your best bets anywhere, Ali?
I had something little on Al Bellagio Miss to place in the 1,000-metre race. I think she's been going really well. Robin Luke Price have been doing a phenomenal job with all their horses they've been bringing to town here. And again, I think yesterday maybe she was about $20, so we will have to wait again and see what happens there. But she's had 7 weeks between runs, and I think that she should be the one that's over the odds when the markets do reopen. So I'll have something each way on Bellagio Miss.
Yep.
And then I thought Anne Again with the inside draw, which was against Anne Again last time, but went super last time we saw Anne Again. So I think will represent some value. I think Anne Again comes up in the last race, perhaps. I've just got myself out of order. Yeah, last race. There we go.
Yes, race 10, number 15 for our listeners. So race 9, yeah. Number 4, our Bellagio Miss each way, and race 10, number 15, Anne Again.
Yeah, who did have that inside barrier, which I was against probably somewhat at Gosford, but now I think it plays into it. And then just heading to Queensland. I'm pretty keen on Kovalika there. I know he's been, I guess, maybe a little bit disappointing this preparation, but he just was such a star in Queensland last winter, and he's obviously been battling through that Group 1 level here. There's no Pride of Jenny this time, and I think Nashua Willer can really get the best out of this horse, so I'm pretty keen on Kovalika there in the Hollandale.
Okay. Kovalika in the Hollandale. We've got Al Bellagio Miss, and just a reminder too, that Race 9 with Al Bellagio Miss is now 900-metre race at Newcastle. And a reminder, anyone who's had a bet for the Gosford meeting, you bet stand, but call customer service if you have any queries. Ali, enjoy. Stay dry.
Thanks, guys. Thank you.